And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Weatherford's Quade Cummins has put himself in a great position heading into the weekend on the Corn Ferry Tour again this week. Cummins fired second round 5-under-66 this morning, finishes the first two rounds at 7-under par. He's in a clubhouse tie for fourth after the morning wave has been completed, after new wave yet to finish up their second rounds. Quade made 7 birdies, 2 bogeys at the club at Indian Creek in Omaha, Nebraska. Cummins right on the cusp of securing a PGA Tour card for next season. If he was able to stay in that top 5, he would move up to 8th on the season-long points list. Currently, the top 7 have already secured their card. So hopefully come Monday, we'll be able to report that Quade Cummins is hashtag tour bound. Clown show that has been the Dallas Cowboys offseason continues to roll on, with the latest example being words directly from the owner after a humiliating playoff loss in January to the Green Bay Packers. Jerry Jones mentioned his Cowboys would be all in the offseason for this upcoming season. Guess maybe not. Yesterday, Jones asked about the contract negotiations with superstar wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, who's held out of training camp from the beginning. Jones said, quote, "There's no urgency to get a deal done," end quote, when he was asked about Lamb being back on the field. CeeDee immediately retweeted LOL when hearing the quote. Just another small bump in the road of the soap opera that is the Dallas Cowboys. If further reports are true, the Oklahoma City Thunder will not be amongst the 10 teams that get the prestigious slot to play on Christmas Day. It appears small market slot has gone to Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs of 22 wins just a year ago. Schedule hasn't been officially released, but reports say the 5 games in order will be San Antonio at the Knicks, Minnesota at Dallas, Sixers at the defending champion Celtics, LeBron's Lakers at Steph's Warriors, and then the Nuggets go to the Suns. Oklahoma City played 9 straight years on Christmas Day from 2010 to 2018, winning 6 of those 9, but they haven't been back since that game in 2018. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.